Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. Just recently, I heard a phrase I haven't heard in a while, but it's an oldie but goodie. I like it a lot. I follow a flexibility guy on YouTube, and he apparently injured himself recently while filming something. He's paying attention to too many things. He made fun of himself for it. You know, injured is jumping off something. I believe he injured his ankle. But he said something that I remember hearing a lot in the Army, and I've heard a few times since, but made me smile. I'd forgotten about it. Play dumb games, win dumb prizes. He said this about himself, you know, making fun of himself. And there's two things of use there. The phrase is fun, but the attitude is powerful. Having a sense of humor about yourself, even when you screw up, even when you make mistakes, even when there's challenges, is very powerful. That's one of the best ways to keep going through or around the challenges, is to have a sense of humor about it. Have a sense of humor about you. You're not as awesome as you would like to be, and you will likely never be. But you can keep going. You can get closer. You can get better. But it's very difficult to do if you can't laugh, particularly laugh at yourself. Play dumb games, win dumb prizes. It's fun to think how far people can go down the path of trying to get it all right and never quite come to the place where they get it all right, because you're human, you make mistakes. In fact, mistakes are kind of the building blocks of success. Anything that's emotionally challenging, there's a few things where you might do mostly good, make a few mistakes, and then eliminate the mistakes over time. A lot of things, particularly if it's really challenging, the big areas where people have health and fitness, relationships, money, where they have big emotional blocks in the area. Anything you've tried to come to over years and you can't get started properly, you can't stay consistent with it, or you're consistent for a while but you fall off, the results are never anything close to what you want. Anything like that, there tends to be something deep and emotional going on. And it can take a lot of time and a lot of persistence to discover what that is. But one of the ways to discover what it is to have a sense of humor about yourself. Your unconscious mind intentionally hides things from you. It doesn't want you to know everything. And of course, who knows what that would be like? That might be absolutely horrible to know everything. So there's things that are kept away. And, you know, you could call this blocks or whatever else you want to call it. Some people call it repression, and there's all kinds of different clinical terms for it. But this could be something big. It could be something that's really keeping you from living a normal life. Or really, I mean, in some ways it could be big. But, you know, if you're living a decent life, you're making decent money, you're working your job, you're doing okay, but you just can't start a business. Or you already wanted to be able to, you always wanted to be able to put on 20 pounds of muscle, but you've never been able to do it. Well, if there's some kind of block in one of those areas, I'm not saying you shouldn't figure it out. I'm just saying you should keep in mind you have a pretty good life even without discovering and overcoming that block. But if you want to discover and overcome that block, having a sense of humor about yourself is a powerful way to do it. When you know you're fallible, when you acknowledge you're fallible on a regular basis, it gets less challenging to see clearly where you might be messing up, to see the thing you might be avoiding. And that's usually it. Usually on a level that you've pushed out of your awareness, you're avoiding something in one of those areas where you have the big block or the big challenge. So one way to keep going, have a sense of humor, smile at yourself. And when you screw things up, remind yourself, play dumb games, win dumb prizes. You can go a really long way with humor. You learn to smile a little bit more deeply. People around you get the opportunity to smile a little bit more deeply. You're not going to fix the whole world, but you can make your little piece of it a whole lot brighter. So smile. Have some fun. Laugh. Particularly at you, but laugh a little bit at everything and keep going. And remember, when you play dumb games, you win dumb prizes. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending some time with me today. We'll talk again soon.